The rolling impact of the latest COVID-19 alert levels has hit the country's cricket teams. Both the White Ferns and Black Caps are playing in Wellington tonight, but with no crowds. Our sports reporter Barry Guy joins me now. Barry, you're at Wellington Stadium, but lonely?
Just me and Sam here on the concourse. It's just like any other Wednesday evening. You can possibly hear the commuter trains leaving the station. But for an evening event here at the stadium, at this time there'd be lots of those finishing work heading down to the stadium to watch, but not this evening. It's empty, and it's very sad actually that those are missing out on some live sport at the moment, having to watch it on the computer or TV at home, and it's going to be the case for the next week, unfortunately.
So what sort of economic hit does that have for New Zealand cricket?
Well, New Zealand Cricket has said they estimate about 56,000 seats will not be filled over these next three double headers this week because of the change in alert level. And that equates to about $1.4 million. It's a costly effort to have staff at the stadium for security and catering and technical issues. And so they would have to be paid also. So they're going to take a hit. New Zealand cricket's actually done quite well this summer, considering they had the West Indies and Pakistan here earlier in the summer. But really, for the Black Caps, who, you know, of course, are the ones that draw the crowd, this series against Australia was the big one, really. They had the first match in Christchurch, was a sellout, full crowd in Dunedin for the second game. And, of course, third game tonight here in Wellington with no crowd. The Eden Park game's been shifted here on Friday night. And the Mount Maunganui game here also for Sunday has been moved here. But there is a chance that, of course, if the alert levels are dropped again on Sunday, they could get a crowd here on Sunday for the doubleheader of the White Ferns and the Black Caps.
So for tonight, no front race seat at the stadium. But in terms of the real business, what are we expecting from the Black Caps?
Well, disappointment for the White Ferns, and perhaps not having a crowd really affected their performance in the first T20 against England. The White Ferns were bowled out for just 96. They failed to bat out their 20 overs, and England have just cruised to victory, their 7-wicket victory, and they had 4 overs to spare. And a late bit of breaking news, New Zealand men's all-rounder, Mitchell Santner, he came down with a head cold this morning, and he's been self-isolating today, so he's not available tonight. So that could mean someone like Glenn Phillips gets a few extra overs in this evening, because it looks like this Sky Stadium wicket's a bit low and a bit slow, so the slow bowlers, I think, could play a key part tonight as the Black Caps try and take a 3-0 lead in their series.
Thanks, Barry. That's Barry Guy, who joining us there from Wellington Stadium. As he said, no crowds allowed then. The winds seem to be getting up a bit, so it might be cosier to watch it from home.